Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everybody's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. This week's Torah portion starts out by Yeshev Yaakov. Yaakov dwelled, or Yaakov lived, and talks about, according to the commentaries, that Yaakov wanted to have some time of tranquility, right? Some time of being able to just be. And then what happened? Then he started to have all these issues with what happened with Yosef, his son, ends up getting sold to Egypt. One lesson that they'd like to talk about during this time is that so often we're looking to have that tranquility, right? Even if it's for not just a comfort thing, but for good things, right? We want to have certain conditions set around us that in a way that is comfortable, in a way that is conducive to then us going ahead and doing good things, to us going ahead and doing good Jewish things, right? Right. For example, we pray, when we pray for parnasa, when we pray for sustenance, one of the prayers that we, oftentimes in the prayers, we will be asking Hashem, we're asking God for us to have, be able to make a living easily so that we're able to be involved in spiritual pursuits, right? So it could be that we're looking for this tranquility from the outside for good things on the inside. However, sometimes, that's certainly not what it's all about. Even if it's for the good, sometimes we are put in situations that aren't all that comfortable. And the point is, of course, because there's another purpose for us. That we're supposed to be involved with certain things Jewishly, under certain conditions, right? And so we do see this from the time of Yaakov himself. And it's an important thing to keep in mind is that by us the goal isn't the tranquility. By us the goal is avodat Hashem, right? Which means connecting to God or doing the service of the divine, right? Doing our godly service. What does that mean? That means that whatever our circumstances are, to be able to then go ahead and say, okay, what does Hashem want me to do in this situation? How do I serve Hashem from this situation? Right? Unlike the way sometimes people will say, they're like, you know, they wanted to do something good or they wanted to do something godly, and then this negative thing, and then this difficult thing happened, some kind of uncomfortable situation arose, and then there was like, okay, so forget it, right? As if like God has to fit into our picture, you know, in order for us to then do the godly thing, right? No, right? The idea is that what we're supposed to do is be whatever the situation is that does come, and then say, okay, Hashem wants me to serve Him in these conditions, in this particular situation, in my particular circumstance. How do I come to Hashem from here? And yeah, for sure, to turn to Hashem, to talk to Hashem, to come to God with your problems. But not because I have a problem, okay, then I'm kicking away from Hashem, right? That's, while we do have a side of us that might have that knee-jerk reaction, right? But we see that's not what it's all about. And we see that the avot, our forefathers and foremothers, dealt with this stuff all the time, right? Had struggles that we can't imagine. And under those conditions, say, oh, then they come to God with those conditions, with those issues, with those struggles. And then look to try to pull off, okay, what does Hashem want me to do in this situation, right? Okay, my friends, keep that in mind. I hope it's helpful.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.